There were a few takeaways from my perspective, Jack. I think first and foremost, it was great to see six panelists from all around the state, including a number from the Upper Peninsula, you know, representing significant interests like Brock Testman, President of Northern, as just one example. But, you know, despite really divergent interests that they represent, to come together to have that conversation and to really see from their perspective that it's not an either or proposition. So to have skilled trades at the same table and having the same conversation alongside university leadership, I think it really highlights the sincerity that we have here to find workforce solutions.
Because a lot of times, Marty, when you talk about people going into skilled trades, it's at the expense of the four-year universities, right? I mean, they end up losing students because people are going on another path.
That's always the fear, and the converse of that holds true as well. And so I think what you heard from, you know, the operating engineers to the universities, to the private sector, is there is room to navigate this to allow those that are going into the workforce to either go to education and go into skilled trades, or to start in skilled trades and then skill up through community colleges or higher education at the university level.
What were some of the areas that were talked about the most where we have a severe need for workers and also where we're maybe having trouble holding on to those workers here, and they end up getting trained here maybe, but then go elsewhere to work?
So you're right. That's I think, something we've got to do a better job of, and that was part of that conversation as well, is how to use apprenticeships or how to use internships to maybe give those entering the workforce a better understanding of what the job actually looks like. And it was also interesting to hear from the university perspective, how can they use certifications or credentialing as well for a class of students to keep them here and to upskill them as part of the skilled trades needs that we have here.
And you also, last question here, Marty, you had some state government officials in the room. Did you bend their ear on things that we might need as far as licensure or, you know, other aspects of making it easier to do this kind of workforce development?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're very grateful, Jack, to have the likes of Sue Corbett in the room or Sean Egan, Susan's being the Director of Labor and Economic Opportunity, and the programs that they administer, like 60 by 30 and some of the funding that comes along to that to our community colleges to help reskill and upskill students. And so I think it was really a good opportunity for us to ensure that they were aware of what challenges in our region really looked like. And I think that's one of the things we're really fortunate to have had lately is the ear of administration officials to ensure that the opportunity here, the challenge here, and how we look for solutions to those challenges can be regionally relevant. We had Quentin Messer in the Upper Peninsula, CEO of the MEDC, all week, and he got to hear from businesses and what opportunity looked like for them. So I think it's really important for us to take advantage of those and to impress upon them what opportunity here looks like, very unique to a region like the Upper Peninsula.
Marty Fatanti is the CEO of InvestUP, and thank you, sir, for doing this as always.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Jack. Always appreciate the chance.